The short film Legacy Lives On is a collaborative project hosted by Urban One, a leading voice representing Black culture through news, media, and entertainment, and Prudential Financial, an expert in global investment and insurance services. WBGO Media Fellows attended this week's screening at NJPAC. Marcellus Counts has more on the focus of the film.
The documentary balances the perspectives of featured actors like Laz Alonso, while also showcasing the stories of three leaders addressing financial wellness in their communities. The goal? To reclaim the narrative of Black women in America.
When I was 18, I set a goal that I wanted to become a millionaire before the age of 30.
I was working since I was 13. If someone calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's money in my pocket. Whatever I can get my hands on, I'm gonna hustle to make the money to feed my family.
What I need to do for myself and for my community is build something.
Financial wellness assumes we are facing financial sickness, and there is a sickness.
I never even knew to dream to be mayor. Your dreams don't have to be limited by what other people think you should be and who you should be. Anything is possible.
This film uncovers a deep racial history in three major cities with a stark then and now comparison to highlight the disparities. And Legacy Lives On. Onika represents Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I think for me, representation is very important. I think it's important for young Black girls to see Black women who are opening businesses and building legacies. And so I'm hoping that this film can be an inspiration for young Black girls all across the states who see someone building a legacy and that they aspire one day to build something for themselves as well.
Audrey, from Detroit, Michigan, says she's excited to share her story in the film.
Family is important. No matter what, we should all come together as a whole. Not only women in general, just not Black women, all women should come together. They should combine together and help one another. Take it back into the olden days where it takes a village to raise a child, help everybody do everything that they need to do to make it to the next step.
The other woman featured in the film was not at this week's screening. Jewel from Atlanta, Georgia, shared a different perspective, coming from a more well-off, financially secure background. She serves as an example of the potential all Black women have when they are supported and pushed to achieve their goals. One of the many Prudential employees on hand for the screening is Dominic Givens of Newark. He's proud his company has got involved.
What you get out of this film is an uplifting enlightenment of what's happened historically in America, whether it's in the cities or within your own community. And what we got to realize is this financial wellness is a condition, as they said, right? 35% of the Black community is underwater financially.
Legacy Lives On can be seen on Cable TV One on June 19th and online at madamnoir.com on June 20th. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Marcellus Counts.
WBGO Media Fellow Charisma Lyle spoke with Laz Alonso and Tiffany Aliche.
Tiffany the Budgetnista Aliche is a Newark native and financial advisor who has been featured in publications like Essence and Forbes. And critically acclaimed NAACP award-winning actor and intersectional activist, Laz Alonso each explored the notion that Black and brown Americans have been made to feel excluded from achieving upward mobility in the economy.
Unfortunately, we have been, whether it's by benign neglect or on purpose, been left out of the financial conversation.
It's extremely important for young Black and brown people to understand financial literacy. It's because we have gotten to the point where our young people have made money. The problem is keeping it.
Both Alonso and Aliche are agents for change, as the two say this production is one of many things that can be done to ensure success, not just in making money, but maintaining generational wealth. Laz Alonso.
This is the time right now where a lot of us can help and kick a door down, not just with opportunity, but with knowledge too. What good is it if we kick a door down, we allow, you know, our young youth to come in and walk through that door and then not teach them how to survive once they get on the other side?
Tiffany Aliche says her involvement is devoted to empowering more Black women financially and has made it her mission to shift families, neighborhoods, communities, and the culture.
It's really through young people that changes are made, and especially through our young women that financial changes are made, because Prudential has a study where they found about black women make 70% of the financial choices in the household, 70. So that means if black women are not doing well financially, if they don't have knowledge, if they don't have access, if they don't have a community to lean on, then that means we as a culture are not going to be able to excel forward.
While the screening is only 45 minutes, to change the trajectory of many lives will be Alice and Alonzo's shared legacy. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Charisma Lyles in Newark.